It is time now for Talkin' Books. Every week at this time, or nearly every week, we are joined in the studio by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library, to talk about books and offer recommendations. Susan is off this week, but we have got a very, very special guest in the studio with us today, a very fine replacement, local author Daniel Wallace. You know him well if you know literature, especially in the local scene. He's got a new book that's coming out next week, Tuesday, correct? April 11th. Called This Isn't Going to End Well. It's a memoir about himself, his family, and his brother-in-law in particular, William Neely, who passed away in 2001. It is his story, it's William's story, and it's a whole lot more. Daniel Wallace here in the studio today. Thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
First book for you in 6 years since Extraordinary Adventures in 2017. A little bit has happened in those last 6 years. How are you feeling right now, 6 days out from the release date?
Feeling pretty good. It's nice to get to this point. You never know where you're going to get to when you start a book, whether you'll get to where you're going or if you even know where that is. And coming to this place where the book is going to be out there for everybody to see, to read, see what they think, is really exciting.
I got a chance to read it earlier this week. It's a very personal story for you, and it's also a very personal story for people around you that you're writing about. Mm-hmm. What was it that compelled you to sit down with that blank page and say, this is the story that I'm going to be writing? What was that day?
Well, my brother-in-law, William Neely, who mm-hmm. you mentioned and who the book is about, and my relationship with him, died by suicide in 2001, and that was a very difficult time for our family, obviously, and understanding what had happened, sort of elusive for us. And 10 years later, I found his journals, his personal journals, in the back of a closet. And after some soul searching, I decided that I wanted to know him. Mm. I wanted to see who he was. And it was after I opened that first journal and started reading about his interior life, which had been so separate from the William that we all knew, that I realized that this is a story that, in order for me to fully understand it, had to be written about.
That the book takes a really fascinating turn at that moment when the journals come into your possession, and then later when you make the decision to open them up, and then kind of the unspoken second decision that manifests itself in the book. Not only am I going to open them up and read them, I'm also going to write about them and publicize them. That must have been a difficult choice for you as well.
Yeah.
Was it similar in any way to the decision to just open them up and read them in the first place, or was it like a whole nother process?
That's a good question, because once that seal is broken, I don't know that it makes any sense not to open it completely.
Right.
I read it, and whatever your position is on me having read it, it's done. And sharing it with anyone else, to me, did not feel like that was going a bridge too far. I felt, in fact, that his story was not unlike, I think, a lot of people, nearly everybody, I would say, keeps a part of them to themselves.
Yeah.
William just did it in an incredibly articulated and fantastic way, and is that it was a story that people could read and see, if not themselves, then someone they know.
He was a really fascinating person. What do you think folks should know about William going into the book, if they don't know anything about him at all? What do you want them to start with?
He was kind of a hero. He was iconic in the adrenaline sports world. He was an incredible cartoonist and a cartographer. Still famous.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been dead for 25 years, or almost 25 years, and his last book was published 35 or 40 years ago. Still very famous in that world. He could build anything. He knew everything. He was a walking iPhone. He took care of my sister, who had devastating rheumatoid arthritis. An amazing man who could do anything, as far as I knew. Nothing. There was nothing that I ever asked him to do that he couldn't do.
Yeah.
At the same time, that person that we knew was a front for this second self that he harbored, which was one that lived in darkness and in insecurity and was just looking for a way to live in the world, which he tried to do for decades and finally couldn't.
Speaking with Daniel Wallace, the book is This Isn't Going to End Well. It's not out yet, but it will be on Tuesday of next week. DanielWallace.org is his website. You can get more information about the book there and a link to pre-order it. And I'm going to jump off from what you just said, because people who listen to this segment on a regular basis know, because I have said ad nauseum, that my favorite book of all time is Fun Home. And I got very strong Fun Home vibes from this because of exactly what you just said. It's someone who is a very charismatic figure, a father figure in a lot of ways, but also someone who's living this this very troubled and turmoiled internal life. So I'm going to ask you the question I've always wanted to ask Alison Bechdel, which is, you've got family members who are close to this. What was their reaction when, A, you told them you were writing this, and B, when I presume a lot of them have read it already? What have they said?
Well, this is interesting when you're writing a book like this. My first nonfiction book that just deals specifically with actual living people, we're very tentative about it because I have a lot of good stories, true stories about real people that I would not tell because they're embarrassing, or you know, it would undermine their life in some way. Almost all the people I write about in this book, sadly, are dead. Very few of the people who are in it are still alive, and of course, I was very careful and about writing about them and showed them what I had written, and those people really included Laura, my wife, Rangeli, my oldest sister, and Barry, my young sister. Those are the three people out of all the people in the world that still exist, and happily. But my parents, William's family, they're not here to be checked with. Edgar Hitchcock, who is also in the book. So it was very tentative about it, but I got their stamp of approval. They really like the book, and that means so much to me.
Did they go in with trepidation at all and then come out saying, all right, this is fine? Yeah.
I think so. I think so. In part because everybody who's part of the same event has their own point of view. Nobody is right about it. Everybody has a correct perspective. But if you're writing a book, that becomes the perspective. Unless everybody else writes their own book, right? Nobody's going to know the story from any other perspective than my own. And that is an ownership that you sort of take by default on the story, which I think is uncomfortable, can be uncomfortable. But happily, everybody seems to like it.
That's good. Your wife and your sisters, did they learn about you when reading? Because you do some things in this book as well.
Yes, yes.
Past and present.
There were a couple of things that they read that, wait, really?
Speaking with Daniel Wallace, the book is done. It's going to be out next week, Tuesday. It's called This Isn't Going to End Well. It's a fantastic book. Everyone should pre-order it. What did you feel when you finished and you looked back and like, all right, this is the finished product? What were your thoughts? What was your reaction?
What I found most interesting about it is that this story, it's a memoir, so it's a true story, but it's told by somebody who's trying to figure it out as it's being written. You were talking about my family not knowing things. There's a lot that I didn't know until I started writing about it. I never really thought that much about my growing up. And as I investigated myself, it really was like being a private investigator of myself, that I understood the story of not only William's life, but my life in a way similar to the way it would be in writing a novel where you don't know what's going to happen next till you write it down and you see, oh, this is what this means. This is what's supposed to happen here. The same thing happens with nonfiction. I'm not just, you know, typing something that I already know. I'm typing something that I discover as I'm writing it. So that, to me, having, you know, this being my first nonfiction book, that was the big surprise.
Mm-hmm. I got the sense that reading this, that you were writing with the idea that, or how do I put this? I got the sense that when I was reading it, that you were looking for a catharsis that you knew as you were writing it wasn't going to fully come. Is that accurate?
Well, you always hope that something magical
right.
can happen. At the same time, my writing the book wasn't just for me, because if it had been just for me, we wouldn't be talking
yep.
right now. I want you to read it. And I didn't expect that writing this book, I would come to a place where everything would be understood and forgiven, that this idea understanding equaling forgiveness, I think there's a lot of gray area there.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding does not necessarily equal forgiveness, but it does equal grace and the possibility of an empathy that can be applied universally.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if I believe in catharsis through art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking with Daniel Wallace, again, the book is called It's Not, This Isn't Going to End Well. It's out next week, Tuesday. DanielWallace.org is the website for more information. We have to wrap up, but as we do, this is Talking Books. Historically, we traditionally end with recommending books. If people want to get started with William Neely, because he's got, like,
yes.
he still has works out, where should they go? What should they read? What should they start with?
Yeah, so he published 10 books during the course of his lifetime. Most of them are books dealing with adrenaline sports,
mm-hmm.
mountain biking. He's got a great book on how to mountain bike, how to kayak, and he's got cartoon books as well, and you can find those if you go to the website, thewilliamneely.com, that's thewilliamneely.com, you'll get a lot more information about that. And more books are going to be reprinted based on the attention that my book is getting. So that,
nice.
To me, has been one of the really surprising and lovely parts of this whole adventure.
Any local book talks coming up that people should know about?
First one in the Triangle is going to be the 20th, April 20th at Letters Bookshop in Durham.
Nice. And people who love the local community, there's a lot of local history in the book as well. That's engaging and interesting just in and of itself over anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill from 1980 on and Hillsboro. Yeah, it's all in there. That was really a fascinating time journey for me.
This Isn't Going to End Well is the title. It's out next week, Tuesday. DanielWallace.org is the website. Go there and find out more. Go to Letters on to the 20th, is
yeah.
that right, for the book talk. Daniel Wallace, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron.